From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama says he had an excellent and wide-ranging conversation with Donald Trump during the president-elect's first visit to the White House. Speaking in the Oval Office, Obama stressed that his number one priority is to facilitate a smooth transition of power.
Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues. One is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
Well, the president-elect himself responding.
The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, so that we really, we discussed a lot of flying assets and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more time.
Well, First Lady Michelle Obama met privately with Trump's wife Melania about life in the private quarters of the executive mansion.
Donald Trump has got to go.
Well, President-elect Trump's victory in Tuesday's elections also being greeted by protests in several major U.S. cities. Immigrants, people of color, refugees, and members of the LGBT community are among those protesting various positions. Their next president promoted during his campaign. The organized protests against a president-elect in the days after the election are largely unprecedented. This is VOA. American voters elected Donald Trump as the country's next president after a long and bitter and often divisive race for the White House. Now work began on the clean transfer of power, which is a bedrock principle of American democracy. VOA's Chris Simpkins has more.
Black Lives Matter!
The election is over, but in a deeply divided country, Donald Trump's defeat of Hillary Clinton came with an outpouring of raw opinions outside the White House.
The white nationalism that this man, Donald Trump, has inspired within my country?
Trump, I think he's an awesome guy. I think he's the American dream personified.
Washington, D.C., you're fired.
Following a bruising political contest, President-elect Donald Trump sought to pave the way for reuniting the country.
We owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Before the election, Trump had refused to say whether he would accept the results, casting doubt on a smooth transition. Political analyst Norman Eisen with the Brookings Institution in Washington says President-elect Trump needs to deliver unifying messages before he takes office. The presidential transition process culminates January 20th with the ceremonial inauguration marking the beginning of the Trump presidency. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
Reality stars Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian have welcomed their first child together. A representative for the couple says the baby girl named Dream was born Thursday in Los Angeles. The couple announced their engagement in April and pregnancy in May. Starbucks is unveiling its holiday coffee cups for this year and appears to be bringing back snowflakes, candy canes, and other holiday symbols. After last year's more subdued red cups caused an uproar from critics who said the chain was part of a so-called war on Christmas. The coffee chain was set to roll out the red cups to stores Thursday, but a New York store had a display Tuesday showing 10 different cups it said were designed by customers around the world, some featuring ornaments, Santa Claus, and reindeer. Starbucks Corporation said its plans are still under wraps, and it declined to confirm that the cups on display were the holiday ones. It has released holiday cups every year since 1997. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.